Hello, it's Laser Stories.
It is the radio segment that's more popular than that yodeling kid at Walmart. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other numbskulls don't. This first laser story is out of Pensacola, Florida. A 52-year-old guy named Mark Kinney was convinced something was moving around inside his ear last week.
Okay.
It's not clear if it was a bug or something else, but according to the police report, meth was involved.
Oh. Ain't nobody got time for that.
So meth could have been moving around in his ear, yeah. Mm-hmm. We do know that instead of going to the hospital like a normal person, Mark grabbed his gun and drove to a place that teaches people how to use ultrasound machines. Apparently, his plan was to force his way in and make one of the teachers find the mystery something in his ear.
Yeah.
Okay. Luckily, he never got inside. Someone who knew about the plan called the cops, and Mark was arrested outside the building when he showed up. The dumbest part is that he wasn't the only person who thought this was a good idea. A 41-year-old woman named Mary Kinney was with him, and she was yelling at police that Mark needed, quote, his ear ultrasound ASAP.
Yeah. Go! Find the tiny blue llama.
Or, dude, just buy a Q-tip. Like,
Come on.
Or just stop doing
Unfortunately, meth was involved, so a gun and an ultrasound machine, way better option if you're high on meth than a Q-tip.
Got it.
They're both facing multiple firearm charges.
Good.
And the cops found meth on them as well, so they're going to be facing drug charges, too. Hopefully, he gets that thing out of his ear, though.
That is such a sexy drug, meth.
Yeah, it is. This next laser story is out of Shiloh, Missouri. The other night, police were summoned to a convenience store on a report of a person locked out of their vehicle. The 911 call was placed by a store worker who reported that the driver was acting suspicious. Mm. Upon arrival, officers determined that the auto in question had been reported stolen from a neighboring city, which didn't bode well for the person inside. And that person was none other than 35-year-old Liberty Bell.
That name,
awesome.
Though.
How American. Right?
The cops around there apparently know Liberty Bell very well. His rap sheet includes numerous vehicular charges and prior arrests for battery, retail theft, disorderly conduct, domestic battery, and driving with a suspended license.
Well, that's the American way.
Mr. Liberty Bell was arrested for possession of a stolen vehicle, but he accidentally locked himself out of it.
The worst. So you guys came to help me get into my car. Thanks.
Yeah. The local newspaper ran a headline saying, cops cracked the case against Liberty Bell.
Oh, God. They couldn't help themselves, could they?
No, they couldn't. This next laser story is out of Victoria, Australia. There's a guy named David Hinkst. And about 10 years ago, he worked for a construction company. His boss's name was Greg Short. And David had a very specific problem with Greg. He claims that his boss passed gas all the time.
Did I do that?
Dude, that would seriously be miserable.
If it was
David,
every day.
Yes, all the time.
David said Greg would do it every single day, specifically to him. And sometimes he'd walk right up to his desk and then just let one rip.
Dude, that
sucks to be you, man.
And is so rude.
And especially if he's one of those people who thinks it's really funny, right?
Yeah, because
he's like, gotcha.
Farts are always funny.
Oh. Yes.
Always. David wound up getting laid off, and he filed a workers' compensation suit because he said Greg was bullying him with his flatulence. He was seeking $1.4 million, but unfortunately for him, after a long trial, the judge dismissed the case.
Oh. He almost got $1.4 million for farts?
Yep. She ruled that even though Greg was passing gas right on him, it didn't, quote, necessarily amount to bullying. So David is currently out of work and looking for something else, hopefully with the boss, who has better digestive health.
What?
Yeah, the boss is like, hey, listen, we only fart on those we love.
Yeah.
Not on those that we're trying to bully.
Now get over here. I'm going to spit on you.
Yeah.
This next legend story is out of Swaziland. King Mswati III has been the ruler of Swaziland since 1986.
Okay,
that's
good
a nation in Southeast Africa, wedged between South Africa and Mozambique, if you don't know where that is. He's one of the only absolute monarchs left in the world, and he can basically do whatever he wants.
Huh.
Cool.
Just like this. Recently, he announced that he's changing the name of his entire country.
Oh, my
what?
God!
What? Did he just change a country's name?
Oh, my God.
Name?
See, this is why this is no good for the people.
Oh!
And he's doing it because he's sick of foreigners confusing it with Switzerland. Swaziland, not Switzerland.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Shoot. Try being from Idaho. Everybody thinks I'm from Iowa. I understand.
So, according to the king, the new name of Swaziland will be Eswatini.
Eswatini.
Sorry, Eswatini.
Eswatini. And I saw that. I saw this written. It's like a small E, just like you would an iPhone, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Small E, capital S, Swatini. Eswatini. It means land of the Swazis, and he's been using it in speeches for a few years, but now he's officially changing it.
That's a cool name.
It's got a good ring to it. I mean, at least he didn't just name it after himself.
Right?
I mean, why not? If you're the king and an absolute monarch, why wouldn't you name it after yourself? I don't trust him as my king now. This next laser story is out of the land of the surgically enhanced. Facelifts, liposuction, nose jobs, those are some of the most requested procedures that doctors are asked to perform on a daily basis for the last decade. But the hottest new trend in plastic surgery for this year is cankle reduction.
What?
We gonna do this.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yep, get rid of those cankles. If you're somehow not familiar with what a cankle is, it's a term for the area where your calf meets your ankle. And a lot of women, and even a few men, don't like it when their cankles look too thick and too sturdy.
Right, when there's
looks like
no
they don't
definition.
Even have ankles. Yep. So they're actually having the fat sucked out of that area.
I feel like you got to be careful with this, though, because it could go the way of butts, right? Like, you used to not want a big fat butt, and now you do.
Yeah.
So what if at some point big fat ankles come into, like,
that's popular
style?
Yo, look at the cakes on her, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Part of the plastic surgery game.
Yeah.
For the first couple years, you do ankle reductions, and then you start doing ankle implants.
Yes. Yeah.
Just to make more money.
You twerk your ankles.
The procedure for ankle reduction costs an average of $5,500.
Jeez Louise!
Wow.
No, thank you.
Other hot new surgery trends for this year include mankles, which are a man ankle surgery to make them look bigger, not smaller. Like, there are dudes out there that are like, dude, my ankles. Like, everything else in my body is perfect, but if I could just, like, put a little bit of gains in my ankles, it'd be awesome. And move jobs. Apparently, more men this year are having the fat sucked out of their chest to lose their man boobs.
Oh, yeah, you can get pecs put in even.
Good to know. I need to save up some money, maybe.
There you go. You'll match your girlfriends.
This next laser story is out of relationship headquarters. A new dating survey asked 5,000 single people under the age of 30 to name the top jobs somebody could have that would make them seem more attractive. Mm. The five most attractive jobs men can have, according to women, are chef, engineer, entrepreneur, something in marketing, and something artistic.
Okay, I can see all of those.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur is a tough one, though, because pretty much a lot of dudes on, like, social media just list entrepreneur in their bio, and that just means unemployed, wanting to do stuff.
Dude, I have
I do feel like you have to come through with a little proof on the entrepreneur
for it to be a sexy job. Yeah.
I know a guy who literally made one shirt one time in a design, and he's like, I'm an entrepreneur. I own a clothing company. I'm like, Doug, one shirt or 50 of them, and you haven't
sold
them
yet. Or the
people
that put CEO.
Yeah, CEO.
CEO of what?
Of what?
Of what exactly?
They probably don't even know what CEO stands for.
Top five most attractive jobs a woman can have, according to men, are hairdresser, nurse, lawyer, entrepreneur again, and teacher.
Yeah, totally.
All cool.
Good with kids.
Researchers found it interesting that most of the female jobs listed by men were also jobs that are frequently featured in adult videos.
Yeah, but that's like one of those chicken before the egg type of thing. Which came first, the men's attraction or the adult videos?
And the only thing on both lists is entrepreneur, probably because it implies that you have money. Although I think that's starting to change because of social media. People are like, when I see entrepreneur, I'm like, okay, so you have like a day job as a waiter, and you're trying to start a rap label.
Yeah,
I get it.
But artist was on that list, and that also stands for poor.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely. But this guy has one job and one job only, and it's perhaps the sexiest job ever. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Monday.